Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Tara Show. Iran about to get its butt kick version. Boy, this was dumb. This is like Lucy in the football. Iran not sensing the pattern yet. Not at all. Oh, sorry, I can't help but laugh. Trump is setting them up. Look, I want you to come to the negotiation table. I don't want to go to war with you. I don't want any violence. I don't want to hit you. I just want to negotiate with you. He sets you up this way. But you better meet my 60-day deadline, or else he's doing it again. Announces the ceasefire. Iran denies there's a ceasefire it's agreed to, but Qatar yesterday is like, no, y'all agreed to it. You're lying. Trump and Israel are just setting them up. And then Iran does the ultimate stupidity. Bombs Israel and then claims they didn't do it. Oh, it's one of our proxies, maybe. I don't know. Look over there. A squirrel. That's not going to fly. Everybody knows Iran controls their proxies. So they've just been set up. They should figure this out. Every time Israel and Trump are like, hey, we want to stop hostilities. Yeah, we agreed to a ceasefire. Hey, come talk to us. And Iran bombs. They're just setting it up. What Israel's looking for right now, I'm going to bottom line it for you. They haven't said this, but it doesn't matter. Well, they kind of have in a way. They're looking for an excuse. Just go ahead and wipe out the rest of the Iranian leadership, which is what needs to happen at this point. Victor Davis Hanson nailed this the other day. There is no way forward.
All of this chaos and all of this war will be for naught if Iran's theocracy emerges intact from this war.
It's true.
And its nuclear infrastructure can either be quickly rebuilt or there are elements of it that have been missed, and maybe there is enough fissionable material, if not already, soon to make another bomb.
Yeah.
So here we are.
So that was him the other day. Where are we now? Where is Iran now? They're in a place where Allah cannot help them.
Will Russia and China do anything? I doubt it. So where are we right now? Right now, the ball is in the court of Iran. Trump has said to them, you can come back and negotiate, but what would they negotiate over? Their one card was that we have the specter of a nuclear bomb, so you better come to us and talk. They don't have that anymore, at least not for the foreseeable future. The only negotiable item is whether they survive or not. And I don't think they're going to want to negotiate that.
Yeah, that's not going well for them either. Headline, Israeli warning to top Iranian general. You have 12 hours to escape. So the Mossad, remember the exploding pagers when we're watching literally Iranian operatives blown to bits in the supermarket because their pager went off? Apparently that lesson was lost on Iran. You're about to learn it again. They're about to learn it again. That's okay. That's okay. Because there's no way forward here, folks. We cannot have future Republican candidates campaigning from bunkers so Iran doesn't assassinate them on our soil while Democrats snicker and refuse to even sanction Iran for killing our troops, 3 of them in January of 2024, for 150 plus catastrophic brain injuries in other attacks on our bases, and then ultimately for the multiple attempts on President Trump's life. We can't do that anymore. Especially not when the Iranian military is in one heck of a jam.
The military should be feeling very uneasy. The top 20 or 25 officers were taken out by Israel. They know there's a list. The subordinate officers, the next tier, must know their name is on it. They must know that people are angry that over 50 years nearly, they spent $1 trillion subsidizing the Houthis, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Assad dynasty. And for what? It's all up in smoke. And then they probably lost another $1 trillion over 50 years through sanctions and oil embargoes. For what? It's up in smoke. And so people in the military must know that the public will be pointing their fingers at them as well as the theocracy. They yeah. must know that any association with the theocracy got their superiors killed. And it'll be interesting to see what the military's attitude is if they're further humiliated. So where are we right now? Right now, it's the ball is in the court of Iran. Trump has said to them, you can come back and negotiate, but what would they negotiate over? Their one card was that we have the specter of a nuclear bomb, so you better come to us and talk. They don't have that anymore, at least not for the foreseeable future. The only negotiable item is whether they survive or not. And I don't think they're going to want to negotiate that.
Yeah, and that was before they killed a family of four by hitting the bomb shelter. And it was them and their proxies. Don't kid yourself. Only CNN would believe otherwise. So, Iran about to get its butt kicked.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Y'all, this is driving me nuts. Okay, it was hot yesterday. Super duper hot. Going to be highs of 98, 99 all week. So, you know, be sure to be aware of that. We're in a brutal heat wave right now. It'll set records, I'm sure, by the end of the week. And we, you know what? We don't fear the truth here. We talk about that. Yeah, and I forecast, I said, you know, we'll have record highs this summer. We always do. But the media's drama right now is ridiculous. I mean, they're printing articles on like how to hydrate in a heat wave because global warming, climate change. Now a doctor in the UK is trending after telling people the best thing to drink in a heat wave is milk and how to survive. And it's 87% water and loaded with electrolytes to keep yourself going so we can survive climate change. Are you kidding me? None of these morons know because the media did not report. They blacked out the fact we have just set another record. Record growth for our ice sheets, North Pole and South Pole, growing at a record rate. Why? We are in the beginning of a mini cold snap. A mini cold age. We are. How do we know? NASA data. Scientific peer-reviewed articles published. The mainstream media has blacked it out. And I said over the weekend, over the winter when this happened, that's because of solar activity. Solar activity is what drives the weather. It's not climate change or the carbon cycle. Carbon's been cycling through the atmosphere since the beginning of time on Earth, and it will continue to do so. And it's, as it does, it will change the temperature some, but the big driver is the sun. In other words, man is not doing this. So after completely ignoring the record ice sheet gains, in other words, the opposite of what Al Gore forecast, we're supposed to be underwater by now. The media has gone to absolute hysterical limits. How to survive the heat dome? No, folks, every summer happens. We have record high temperature on some day. You know, we had low temperatures in May. We lost almost a month of the growing season. Why it's so cold? Rule of thumb used to be you could plant in the Carolinas after the second week of April. So by week 3, week 4. You can't do that anymore. Went to the Home Depot to buy stuff. All the plants were dead because of the frost. And that was the third week of April. I've never seen that before. And you know how they haven't, either? You think the greenhouses want to lose that amount of inventory? No, they were still going by the old rule before the cold front started, before we went into a mini ice age, which is what we're in. I don't know how long it'll last, but what's remarkable is that former meteorologist Tony Dale came on this show starting last year, and then we updated it again with another interview, predicting this. He said all this was going to happen. I put it in a Battleground America podcast. How did he know? He watches solar activity. Nailed it. So the mainstream media is pretending none of this is happening while driving heat wave hysteria. That said, though, it is hot out there. Might want to give, if you've got any plants, you might want to give them a little bit of extra water. I did two waterings instead of one, and then just watch out. I mean, you really can get zapped. I mean, just walking from the, you know, car to the store. Texter writes, good morning, Tara. Why don't they just go ask the people of Arizona how they survive when it's 117 degrees for 40 days? I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, they also ignored the record low May temperatures. We had a shockingly cool May. May is now in the Carolinas. It's been this way for the last 2 years. May is basically what April used to be. We've lost 2 to 3 weeks of the growing season, pushing a month. And that's going to begin to affect crop yields. There's only so long that the mainstream media can pretend none of this is going on. Texter writes, funny, some cry regime change is always bad. They are likely the same ones that cry that regime change should happen in the CIA and FBI. No, regime change is not always bad. What is different now, and I understand why people can't see this with Iran, I get it, because you've been lied to, you've been abused so many times to get you into fake wars for profit against people who aren't really our enemies, that when we finally confront a real enemy, it feels like just a repeat of the past. But I get it. But Iran is the first real enemy in my, in terms of countries, we fought some groups, but Iran is the first real enemy country we have fought in my adult lifetime. It feels like just another Middle Eastern war, but it's not. It's not even a war at this point. It's a decimation. Iran is about to get its butt kicked again today. They'll learn. We have this terrible history in the United States of America. It's two sides of coin, okay? Number one, we go to fake wars against fake enemies or enemies like Russia, for instance, Ukraine, that we have provoked over 15 years, try to get in a war with them. You want to understand Ukraine war, Russia war, you can't start with the invasion of Ukraine. You got to go back to Barack Obama overthrowing the last truly elected leaders of Ukraine who were pro-Russian violently and trying to assassinate them and then move forward to understand why, how we got here. It's a progression of us trying so hard to get into a war with Russia, poking the bear. Look, Russia's not our friend at all, but we don't need to poke him into war. Iran has been killing our troops, firing on our ships and our naval ships, and trying to kill Trump. And we ignore him. This is the crazy thing. While we go to war with fake enemies for profit, we ignore our real enemies. Our real enemy is China. That's who our real enemy is here. And folks, you know what is fascinating? A lot of people talking about Fordo, because that's the big nuclear facility. You know, we blew up three this weekend. Fordo's the big nuclear facility. So everybody's paying attention there. And oh, look, why is there a building still standing? How devastating were our attacks? No, you know what people need to pay attention to? And I deep dove into this yesterday in my Battleground America podcast. They need to pay attention to Isfahan, the nuclear facility. We blew that sky high too. Do you know what was there? Three nuclear research reactors built and run by China. The site employed, I like to use that past tense now, employed around 3,000 scientists, Iranian and Chinese, working on the Iranian nuclear program. We blew it sky high. Why? Well, the Houthis are a proxy of Iran, but who is Iran a proxy of? China. And when you see them beginning to target not just our cargo ships, but our naval vessels in the Red Sea. They are doing the satellite targeting. They are working hand in hand with the Houthis. That is war. When you see them merging in the streets with the Democrat Party, there's only two countries, there's a ton of countries in the world, over 100 of them. There's only two countries funding the marching in the streets by Democrats. Iran and China, through that billionaire we learned last week, LA riots. So you have the Democrat Party merged with Iran and China. You have the Democrat Party. This Iranian nuclear program is a Chinese program. You have Joe Biden letting it grow out of control because really Hunter and Jill are running the White House. We had that disclosure from the mainstream media just a few weeks ago. They're on the Chinese payroll. That's why all of this is happening. I'm going to explain this as the show unfolds. If you want to deep dive in it, you got to get yesterday's Battleground America podcast. When you see the way Trump is fighting now and his extreme interests, why? Iran tried to kill him on our soil. And China is Iran. Iran is a proxy of China. I'll explain it all as we roll on the show. So what do we just do? We just blew up the Chinese nuclear weapons program in Iran. By the way, one more show note. I got a texter texting me that neither of the people who tried to kill Trump were Iranian. It is amazing the ignorance, even on our side on this. It's truly shocking. We have three assassins sent by Iran in federal custody. One we caught in 2021, one from 2024. There's a fourth that escaped. He's wanted. He's got charges against him. We think he made it back to Iran. And a lot of folks on our side don't even know this. They don't even understand why they oppose us taking out the nuclear facilities. I'll explain it all as the show unfolds. Coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.